that's what you're speaking of, a car, chassis of a car.
Uh-huh. No, the chest, would you
the
say?
The chest, that? But the chest in there is not the whole of front.
Well, to, from the waist,
well,
would
all
it
right,
be
the
to
chest
the
in, chest in.
Would it, or would you, wouldn't you use that word?
What?
Would you use that word, chest?
Chest, I believe it would.
Okay. These are?
Shoulders.
Okay. And we stand on two
feet.
Okay. And you hop on one
foot.
Okay. And the feet are at the bottom of the
body.
Uh huh.
Legs.
Uh huh. Okay. If someone is very pale as a result of ill health,
and they say they're anemic.
Uh huh. Or they look
pale.
Uh huh. Can you think of anything else you might say?
Pallid.
Mhm. Would you ever say peaked?
Yes. Any of those words would be synonymous.
Uh huh. If a person's in very good health, you might say he is
healthy.
Uh huh. Or
well.
Mhm. And he's able to do a lot of heavy work, so he is
strong.
Okay. What's the difference between strong and stout?
I don't know.
Okay. If someone has a good sense of humor and doesn't get easily upset, you might say that he is very
witty, easy going.
Uh-huh. If somebody doesn't let anything bother him, no matter how bad things get, you might say that he's very
calm.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the term good-natured?
Yes.
And what would that mean?
That you're always in a good humor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What does the word common mean?
What?
What does the word common mean? Could you use it in some different ways?
Well, I'd say common could apply to a general. And sometimes we apply it to people, say they're common people, that means they're ordinary people. Mm-hmm. But common is something that's ordinary. Mm-hmm. It could be applied to people or to things.
Mm-hmm. Is it used as a term of disparagement?
I think sometimes it is, but it's not always. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
Okay.
We could speak of the common denominator.
Right, I'd forgotten about that. Okay. A young person who gets around a lot and is always out and doing things, you might say she's quite, or she's
lively.
Mm-hmm. And of older people, an older woman who gets around a lot and is out doing things, you might say she's
able.
Uh-huh. Would you use lively?
Yes, you could.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, would you say she's, if you didn't want to say very, but you want to express some kind of degree, not necessarily very lively, but
pretty lively.
Okay. If you're uncomfortable with something, you might say, well, I feel a bit, if you're uncomfortable, not at ease, with something, you might say, I feel...